This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
This is Graham Craig. He's actually the sponsor of this slot as well, and I've just insulted him. Sorry, Graham.
Well, I'll forgive you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, this is Graham Craig from whatsonwhite.com. That's not actually his name. His name is Graham Craig, not whatsonwhite.com. And Graham is here to present The Stage Door. We're going to bring you all the news about what's on the Isle of Wight. But first, Graham, did you know, and are you as appalled as I am, that Donald Trump has resorted to Twitter with very little dignity to respond to Meryl Streep's Golden Globes speech, in which she didn't even directly name him, talking about the way people regard disabled people. Apparently he was insulting to a disabled reporter, and she criticised him in her acceptance speech.
Yeah.
And he's had a little rant on Twitter. He's the president-elect of what? The biggest superpower in the whole world,
going
apart from maybe Sandown. But you can't behave like that, can you? Or do you think it's in order, like social media, equal rights for everyone, even the president?
No, the guy seems to be a law unto himself, and I think it's kind of, we haven't seen the likes of this before. It's not uncommon for him to do it.
No,
but you know, the guy's a bit of a loose cannon, I think, and I don't think it's going to be an easy world for the next four years.
When does he take over? It's not far away.
It's not far away. I think it's the end of the month, isn't it? It's last week of January. I've got the 25th in my mind, but that could be...
It's depressing, isn't it?
But he's like a petulant child, isn't he?
Yeah.
Nobody else, anybody else would have the dignity to just kind of like, well, just let that one go.
Stay above it. Stay above it.
Stay above it. If it was me, right, I'd probably let her tyres down in about a month when she's least expecting it.
Well, he might still do that, might he?
He might do.
You wouldn't put it past him.
No, no.
When he's president, he might ban her from making movies.
Or rescind her driving licence, or take her off Twitter altogether.
Or something strange about grabbing a Golden Globe, or I don't know. I've got to choose my words carefully now. Graham, shall we do the stage door slot?
Yeah, let's.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Tell us what's on white.
Okay. Right, I'm going to start off with some films. There's some one-off films out this week. Manchester by the Sea.
Where I come from.
What, Manchester by the Sea?
Well, Manchester, not by the sea.
This one isn't the one up north. It's I think it's in Massachusetts, somewhere like that.
Oh, really?
There's a place called Manchester by the Sea. It's Casey Affleck, anyway. He is a stunning actor. This is one of those unlimited screenings. So if you've got an unlimited card for Cineworld, then...
it lasts a long time, the movie?
Because it's unlimited, yeah.
Okay.
That's from Monday till Monday night. That's on today. It's got Casey Affleck. I remember him from the Oceans films, the Oceans 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Although I don't think they've been made yet. there's Donnie Darko. It's 15th anniversary reissue. I saw the trailer for this one when I was putting the listing together. It's a bit of an odd one. It's a 15. It's a little bit dark, although the title suggests otherwise. But it's a bit of a cult following, apparently.
Oh, okay.
That's on tomorrow night, Tuesday. And also on Tuesday is Trainspotting, the original Trainspotting, because Trainspotting 2, or T2, as they call it, is out, comes out in the UK... 27th of January, okay, it's
good
released.
Good memory. Same cast as well.
Ewan McGregor's still in it.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest.
Yeah, who were the other ones? Can you remember?
Johnny Lee Miller.
Yeah.
and Ewan Bremner were in the original.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And then there was another guy, I can picture him, small Scottish guy, went on and did lots of other kind of like, you know, dark movies,
and we can't remember
violent
his
movies,
name, can we?
And we can't remember his name.
Right, carry on.
Good job he doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, good Lord, he's walked in.
Oh, is he? Oh, no. Get his autograph and then we'll know his name.
Yeah, move on.
And then on Wednesday, the Royal Shakespeare Live Company have an event called The Tempest. It's on at the cinema. The 12 A's. It's your chance to see a real live play on the stage, and it's beamed live across the cinemas. It's on at Cineworld and Ventnor Arts Club on Wednesday night, around about 7 o'clock-ish. For music, we've got Eclectic Electrics. That's on tonight from 7:30 at Key Arts. It's a blend of diverse music and jazz, blues, fusion, pop, rock and beyond. It'll be eclectic and electric, they say.
And I've just remembered T2 cast member, the one we were trying to remember.
Yeah.
Robert Carlyle.
Ah, that's it. White Lines Poetry is on at Key Arts on Wednesday the 11th. From 7:30, as is Rob the Bank's Music Club for Kids. That's on at Key Arts on Wednesday from 5 till 7. We've also got a play, poetry, spoken word, Reading Between the Lines presents I'll Build My Castle. That's at Ventnor Exchange on Thursday the 12th. It's written and starring local creative Lorna Brownsword, in a one-woman show combining theatre and spoken word to tell her story of a woman trying to cope with the stress of performing while her past keeps jumping back to remind her.
Mm.
So that sounds that sounds quite clever, that.
Yeah.
And there's a comedy show on Saturday at the Pavilion down at Ryde, LA Bowl or whatever it's called now. Is it still LA Bowl? It was Apple Bowl for a while, wasn't it? Is it Pavilion? Is that the cafe bit at the front?
Yeah, so.
They've got Joey Page from Nevermind the Buzzcocks, Cy Thomas, Bobbin Dixon and Fiona Ridgewell.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find that's on this week. All these ones that I've just mentioned are on this week on What's on White, if you go to the tab there. And looking forward a little bit, on Sunday the 22nd of January at Bembridge, there's Jenny Linden in conversation. She's a film and theatre and television star. She chats about her career with another Vectis radio presenter called James Vaux.
Oh,
who I've not had the pleasure to meet yet, but so that's over. So get booking for that one, because that one will that hopefully get really busy. And what else have we got? My tabs are a bit slow. I've written a tribute.
Have you?
Yeah.
To me?
To the tribute acts that come onto the island.
All right.
And, you know, act out the you know the music of the
so
band
a tribute to the tribute.
So it's a tribute to the tributes, and okay. Do you know what, we've got quite a lot coming over.
Okay,
there's Michael Bublé, Tom Carey, who's mm-hmm. Michael Bublé tribute singer. He's on 28th of Jan. Got Jimmy Germain as Cliff Richard, the Up Beatles, the Bon Jovi Experience, the Bowie Experience, and finally from Phil Collins, Bob Dury presents Viva Neil Diamond. The King of Pop is a Michael Jackson impersonator. Counterfeit 60s, they do all the 60s tribute stuff. The Beach Boys Band, Mercury, Fleetwood Back, Wall of Floyd, ABBA Reunion, and that's just taken us till June.
Good.
So there's going to be a hell of a load more.
We don't need an Isle of Wight festival with all these sort
we've
of
got it already.
We could get all the tribute acts in and just.
Yeah.
Can we? Have some really big names, wouldn't
maybe we could go and do that on Dragon's Den.
Shall
you know,
we?
As our...
Shall we?
We'll have a Isle of Wight tribute festival.
Yeah.
And we could... I reckon...
That's a fairly radical idea, isn't
it? I reckon Deborah Meaden would come in...
I've done that before.
Deborah Meaden would be in on that one. She gives all the money for 5%. Don't want Tuukka Sulaman. Yeah.
No.
Don't think it's his bag.
How much? $250,000 for 5% of the business?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair, isn't it?
I reckon she'd... And, you know, could...
She'd split it with Peter, wouldn't she?
She probably would want to.
Each.
Yeah, because he'd want to get on in the act as well. But, so that's what we've got coming up on the Isle of Wight.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thanks very much, Graham. So, remember, if you want to know more about any of those, Or even if you don't and you'd rather just have a look around and pick your own, in a manner of speaking, go to whatsonwhite.com because it's all there.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectisradio.com.